Hello and welcome to another day of First Steps Daily Devotional. We're so excited that you've started following Jesus, and we hope that these devotionals will help you on your way on this amazing adventure that you've stepped into. So the truth we're talking about today is the fact that you are loved. Man, I love talking about this. It's a foundational truth that needs to be settled in our hearts. You're loved. You are dearly loved. And so in this devotion, we want to share the many ways that you are loved and how you can't, no matter what, change that love that the Lord has for you. So let's look at John 3:16, which tends to be a very well-known passage. We're going to read 16 and 17, and it says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This shows us that God's reasoning for sending his Son was to redeem mankind. Love was there from the beginning. He wasn't sending Jesus to bring condemnation or point out faults, but rather to express love and salvation for whoever would believe in him. So we know that God loved the world and we're a part in it. This passage, has been shared so many times, but it starts with saying God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. So there is a love that God is intending to express, and that love is so great that he gives his Son Jesus as a result of that. And then whoever believes in him should not perish, but he have eternal life. So the belief in Jesus is the key to having eternal life, and it's brought about by the love of God. I love verse 17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." You know, God could have sent a messenger that brought sorrow and you guys are all going to get it and he's so upset with you. Or instead, the way he chose to do it, he sent his Son, whom he loved, into the world to save them, to bring about an understanding of how much God loves him. So he sends Jesus to us to be that atoning sacrifice, but to be that expression of love. And talk about a sacrifice. Talk about a way to express love. In 1 John 4:10, it says this: "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Here's another amazing passage. It wasn't that God required a response of love for us that then he would send his Son. Like, hey, if you guys will love me, then what I'll do is I'll make a way for you to have eternal life. He didn't do that. No, it tells us that he loved us and as a result sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Not because we loved him, but because he loved us. God made the initial expression of, this is how much I love you. I love you so much that I want to make a way for you to be with me forever. Man, what an amazing expression. And then also in Romans 8:38, it says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Wow. That, talk about an amazing passage. In Romans, he goes through that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Neither death nor life. So being born or leaving this earth, that cannot separate you. There's no power in the angels or the demons that can separate you from his love. There's nothing in the present, or even, do you think, gosh, what about in the future? Something happens we didn't know, but nope, not even in the future, or any powers. How many powers is included in any? It's any, it's all of them, right? Height nor depth, and then he sums it all up in this, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Man, that is an unending unconditional expression of love to us. If you've ever wondered, yeah, but maybe I was just a group policy, you know, maybe I was just a part of, well, because you're a human and I have to save all humans, no, God did this to express his love even to you. And if you would have been the only one to believe in Jesus, if you would have been the only one to accept Jesus as you have, even in that, it was worth it for him to send his son to express his love, even if it was just for you. That, man, that's an amazing, amazing expression of his love. See, Jesus gave his life as a substitutionary death on our part so we can have right relationship with God. And through all of this, he showed our love for us, both from the Father and the Son. So now this has taken place, and nothing will be able to separate us from that love. It's set, it's finished, it's a fact. You are love. The truth is, there's nothing you can do to make Jesus love you more, and there's nothing you can do to have Jesus love you less. See, sometimes we get caught in the mindset of, well, maybe if I'm better, maybe if I make better choices, maybe if, you know, I worship more, pray more, maybe if I read my Bible more, maybe if I do these things, that will cause the Lord to love me more. But the truth is, he loves you today to the max. You good things you do won't cause him to love you more. He loves you to the max. Bad things you do won't cause him to love you less. He loves you to the max. And that's what he wanted to express to you through his son. See, there's many more scriptures that talk about his amazing love for you. And I'd like to challenge you to look up more scriptures about his love. And those would be great ones to memorize so that you would know, so that we could know that he really does love us. It's one of the areas that the enemy likes to attack us in, that how can God love someone who sins or messes up or any of these things? But the truth is, not just because I say it, but because of the scripture we read, that you are loved to the max. There's nothing you can do to increase it or to lessen it. So I hope that sticks with you. And I hope as you continue your adventure in these devotions and reading the Bible, I hope you find many more places, because they're in there, of God's expression of love to you being unconditional and that he loves you to the max. What an amazing truth. I hope you have a great day.